Welcome to our deep dive into women in archery, menopause, and beyond. I'm Merchan, and I'll be your guide today as we explore how archery can bring strength, community, and healing through important life transitions. Whether you're recovering from surgery or navigating menopause, post-mastectomy, physical challenges, recovering from a mastectomy often brings unique physical hurdles for archers. Scar tissue can tighten the chest and shoulders, reducing your draw range. Muscle loss around the pectorals can make stabilizing the bow feel more challenging, and lingering pain or sensitivity at the incision site may flare when you draw. If your surgeon removed lymph nodes, repetitive arm motion can increase the risk of lymphedema. That's swelling in the arm, so it's vital to build back strength carefully. Technical challenges. Adjusting equipment and technique is key after surgery. You might need a custom padded chest guard or lighter bow draw weight to protect healing tissue. Changing grips or even relearning to shoot with your non-dominant arm could become necessary if your surgery was on your strong side. And because archery demands a strong, aligned posture, you'll work on compensating for any imbalances so your aim stays true. Emotional and psychological challenges. Beyond the physical, there's an emotional journey too. Body image shifts can shake confidence, especially in group or competitive settings. Fear of aggravating your surgical site may make you hesitate on a full draw. Plus, recovery can bring mental fatigue, anxiety, or even depression, so it's important to honor your pace and seek support when you need it. Adaptations and support. The good news, you're not alone. Physical therapists specializing in post-mastectomy rehab can restore your chest and shoulder mobility. Archery coaches with experience in recovery can fine-tune your form for safety. And survivor-focused archery groups offer encouragement, shared gear tips, and the emotional support that keeps you shooting. Technique modifications. Key technique tweaks after surgery include starting with a lower draw weight and gradually increasing it as you regain strength. Shortening your draw length helps protect scar tissue, while an open stance and relaxed shoulders reduce chest compression. You can also switch to a mechanical release aid, which takes tension off the fingers and chest during each shot. Fascia release methods. Gentle fascial release can ease tightness around the surgical site. Begin with warmth, a heat pad or warm shower. Then use soft pressure with your fingers or a silicone cup. Never force it. Aim for a mild, comfortable stretch. Deep belly breathing throughout helps your fascia and muscles relax. Understanding menopause. Menopause marks the end of menstrual cycles as estrogen and progesterone levels wane. It most often occurs between ages 45 and 55 and is confirmed after 12 consecutive months without a period. This natural transition brings shifts in energy, mood, and physical resilience. Menopause and sports performance. Lower estrogen speeds up muscle loss, called sarcopenia, and slows recovery after workouts. Bone density decreases, which can raise fracture risk in high-impact sports. You may notice more fat mass around the midsection and less lean muscle, affecting your speed, agility, and endurance. Energy and recovery challenges. During menopause, you might feel less efficient at burning carbohydrates for quick energy. Your muscles could take longer to recover between sessions, making strategic rest and nutrition crucial. Hot flashes and night sweats also impact your thermal regulation, so stay well hydrated and choose cooler training environments. Managing weight and cortisol. Weight shifts in menopause often tie back to cortisol, our stress hormone. Elevated cortisol can fuel fatigue, weight gain, and sleep disturbances. Balance it with moderate intensity exercise. Think walking, yoga, or light strength training, consistent sleep routines, and relaxation techniques like deep breathing or mindfulness. Treatment options. Treatment choices range widely. Hormone replacement therapy, HRT, can relieve hot flashes, night sweats, and bone loss, but carries some risks that you'll want to discuss with your doctor. Non-hormonal meds, such as low-dose SSRIs or gabapentin, can help too. And lifestyle strategies like strength training, tailored nutrition, and stress management are powerful complements. Gut health importance. Hormonal fluctuations during menopause can alter gut bacteria, digestion speed, and immune function. Support your gut by eating fiber-rich foods. Think vegetables, whole grains, adding probiotics, and staying well hydrated to keep everything moving smoothly. Strength training. Plan. A structured strength routine keeps you strong and resilient. Day one focuses on lower body, squats, step-ups, and calf raises. Day two targets the upper body with push-ups, rows, and shoulder presses. Day three, mix.